Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm a little sweaty. I was just working in the yard. Then you got here, and I came inside and did the podcast. So I'm a little sweaty.
That's okay.
So happy Breast Health Day. So this is a day in which you should go get your breasts checked, make sure they're healthy. You can do self-exams, or if you're like me, you just go to the doctor once a year, and they'll feel your boobies for you.
It's also White Cane Day.
White Cane? What does that mean?
For blind people.
Oh, my mind went somewhere else. Yes, it is.
Yes. So it's the White Cane. Or...
But more importantly, it's International Adjust Your Chair Day.
Ah, yes. I've done that twice since I sat down.
You got to adjust your chair.
Yeah.
It's international, so you have to do it. Yeah. It's National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day, which I am actually a huge supporter of.
Mm-hmm.
People don't talk about miscarriages or infant loss because everyone's like, oh, it's sad. We don't talk about that. But it happens a lot. And if you know someone who's gone through it, they went through it, guys. They go through it. So support, love, be open to their stories, because sometimes you just need to tell your story in order to feel better, and you should listen with an open heart. That's all. But also, happy Sewing Lovers Day. This one's towards my mom.
I love sewing.
You do love sewing. I feel you love sewing.
Mm-hmm.
It brings you happiness.
It does.
You don't have a place to sew.
No.
And I feel for you, because I love working with wood. I love building furniture and stuff. And when I didn't have a garage to do it, it was tearing me up inside. And so I know the feeling you've gone through for the past 59 years. And I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just lug my machine out to the kitchen table.
Yeah, but it's just not the
kitchen
same.
Work stops, but
yes, it's
sewing
you
happens.
You have to give up one room to make a sewing room, and you just, it's hard to do, because sometimes you're like, oh, well, company's coming in 3 days. I can't sew a project real quick.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
I'm sorry. This day is for you.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm tearing up a little.
My friend, my best friend from high school, Kelly, she lives in Seattle, so they have like a bigger house. You can have a bigger house in Seattle.
She is a true seamstress.
She sews bras
that
I tell you are better than Victoria's Secret quality.
Mm-hmm.
But she has their attic in their house has been converted. It's a huge attic, and it's converted to half a sewing room. And then her fiance does music stuff. And the other half's his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But her sewing room, she has like those mannequin dolls that you do things on.
Is her size, right?
Yeah, it's her size. Yep. And I think it's awesome.
That is awesome.
I know how to use a needle and thread. I can patch stuff up. But the whole like, I could never do what you guys do.
I have to do it with patterns, though.
Yeah, you love a pattern.
Some people can just whip something. My grandmother could just whip something out of a potato sack and make a beautiful dress.
That's what Kelly does. But you know what? It's because she had the space to learn.
True.
So if you had the space, I'm sure you'd be pretty good at it.
I'm not creative like you guys are.
I'm not creative, but I figured out.
Whip stuff up.
I can whip stuff up out of wood now because I've played with it so much.
Yeah.
It just takes a little getting used to.
Yeah.
That's all. All right. Let's go on to the news here.
Okay.
So the first bit of news I saw that I thought was funny is this is my son meme. This mom posted a picture of her son, and it was like for the Him Too movement, like being like, and she was basically like, my son is scared to go on solo dates because of all these feminists with axes to grind. And like, she's saying, like, women are just going to lie to say that they're part of the Me Too movement. And so her son is scared to go on dates. And her son was like, whoa, he created a Twitter to be like, I do not support this in the slightest. That is completely false. My mom made up this whole thing. I believe women. I support the Me Too movement. He's like, I go on solo dates all the time. I don't know where she's coming from. I do not have the same. And so, like, the mom just used this picture of her son and went against everything he believes to pump up her belief system. It was pretty funny. But, of course, memes started happening about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I didn't see any.
All right. Well, there you go. A fun little fact. A 62-year-old woman in Vancouver, Canada, collected bottles for 21 years mm-hmm. and gave the money to BC Cancer Foundation. And then they estimated she's donated over $15,000.
Wow.
Just gathering cans. By the way, I love Vancouver, Canada. I think it's amazing and it's beautiful.
It's a wonderful
And they've
city.
Got a lot of things figured out there that I think we could learn from.
Mm-hmm.
But this lady, you know why collecting bottles there is easier? I'm obsessed with this fact and no one's going to care. But on their trash cans, and their public trash cans, they have a little shelf on the outside for people to put their bottles and cans, so that when people go to search for bottles and cans to recycle them, like the homeless people or this lady,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to dig through the trash. They're nice. Right there on the outside.
Nice.
That's great.
Yeah, that is great.
Just turn the TV on in the living room. I was like, there's a weird noise. But yeah, so $15,000, that's a lot of money she's collected. 21 years, that's a long time.
That
but
is.
This little old lady, that's just sweet. What she's done. That's I thought sweet. It was great.
I heard somebody else who has a garden that sets out food on a table for anyone to take.
He grows enough
for himself, and then he grows excess, and he just sets it out, and anyone can take.
What's the saying your mom always said? Grow. You grow enough for
yourself, but then you always grow enough for the animals that are around and whatever nature takes.
There you go.
Like, so you grow three times more than you need.
You've grown corn out in the front yard, and people mm-hmm. have always been like, what about people steal it? And you're like, I grow enough for them to steal That's if they
right.
need it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I used to grow vegetables that I didn't care for and gave them all away because they were fun to grow.
You do that a lot. You grow a lot of food that you don't like. Like, I feel like you've grown cilantro, which is your worst nightmare.
And watering it, you can smell it and you kind of gag a little.
No,
but
cilantro's delicious. But you just like growing. You don't care about eating it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
All right. A video that went around Twitter was Kanye West. He went and did lunch with Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about that. He's just doing it. Okay, my dog's licking mom. It's the part of the podcast where my mom just giggles and pushes my dog away every time. But he was typing his password on his phone, and yes. everyone was like, really, dude? His password's just a bunch of zeros.
0000.
I saw an interview with Kim Kardashian where she said Kanye didn't have a password on his phone. And I think they put a password on because of that interview, just passworded it as 00000.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. I tweeted this on our podcast Twitter. I should have you have the login to our podcast Twitter. Podcast Twitter, podcast ATI. I've just realized that you should probably have the login so you can tweet things too. It's just basically me right now, but we're a team here. But I tweeted about this, that this is so newsworthy. Liam Neeson says a horse he recently worked with remembered him.
Yes.
Great. I'm so glad this was a news story. It hit Twitter headlines. It was something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So that was newsworthy. You know what also is newsworthy? We have a sponsor. HelloFresh! That's
yes.
our theme song for HelloFresh. They are allowed to use it in the future if they want to.
I'm wiggling in my seat because I'm
she
so
is.
Excited about
She actually
about
is
this.
Obsessed with this one. Okay, so it's a meal kit delivery service that sends you food that's pre-measured out, and they give you step-by-step recipes with pictures and stuff so you can just cook it, eat it, and enjoy. That's what the whole thing is. We tried it. My mom actually fell in love with it. Like, I loved it too. I thought it was great because mm-hmm. they portion out the things. They put it all. They give you three meals
in cute little containers too. Oh.
So they portion it out. So there's three meal plans to choose from. There's classic, veggie, and family. I got veggie. You got classic, which was there's because there's meat involved. So how did you like it?
It was amazing. No, it was really, truly. And I'm not a food snob because I'm not a snob like that. But yeah. I just know what I like.
Yes.
And it's not very far off track of just good old country eating, because that's what I was raised on. This stuff had things in it that you combine together that I never think of that in a million years.
Yeah.
And the taste was amazing.
Yeah, mine was too. I like my tacos. I got three different meals. My favorite was a veggie taco one. And as someone, I can't cook. I'm terrible at it. And I nailed this. Yes. And that's saying something. Because it was easy. They had like pictures to help me out. So when they do. Because at one point, they were like, cut your onion into wedges. And I was like, what does that mean? And then there was a picture. I was like, oh, yes. I know. It's a wedge, idiot.
Yeah. This would be a great gift to give to someone. I was thinking. And our little next door neighbor girl, she's like 8 or 9. And she loves cooking. And this is stuff that even she could do.
Yeah.
She could follow along with it and make these really nice.
Did you?
To me,
you
got like gourmet meals. They were so good.
They were good. They help you expand your palate and your recipe thing, and like they help you learn. That's what I liked about it.
I'm keeping the cards that they gave us.
She has them in front of her. Oh, what's on Gwen's tray today? The thing she did not need to bring to the podcast. She was just really excited about it.
So good. I want more.
Okay.
Christmas.
But yeah, so cooking should be stress-free, and HelloFresh made it that for me. So
it just made my mouth happy.
The recipes are usually about 30 minutes, but if you're short in time, they do have a 20-minute meal plan on the classic menu, which is honestly faster than ordering food or going out to get food. It wasn't bad. It was really easy.
It was very easy, very delicious.
And it was good. It tasted good. And it was filling.
And fresh.
Yeah, it was fresh.
Extremely fresh.
That's the thing. Their food is fresh and reasonably obtained. And they carefully select the farms. And
they try to do your local.
Yeah. They have high-rated trusted sources. That's what I actually care about, that stuff. And all their stuff's recyclable. That's another thing. Did you read like the insulated thing? They're like, pour it out and then recycle it. Like there's like recycling instructions.
And the little brown bags. I was telling Tim, I go, this is really fun. And I picked up the bag to fold it to reuse it for something else. And on the outside it said, this is fun. I thought that was pretty funny.
My bag said, recycle me, recycle me. I like that. Everything's recyclable. Yeah. They make sure they get their food from the right sources, which I thought was cool. So if you want to get one, you should get it. If you use promo code ALLTHINGSINTERNET60, you'll get $20 off your first 3 boxes.
Woo.
That's $60 worth of saving. That's the 60 at the end of the promo code, which is ALLTHINGSINTERNET60. So go to HelloFresh.com/ALLTHINGSINTERNET60 to get 50% off your first 3 boxes. That's like...
Which is amazing because they're already very well priced.
They are. Like they're good big meals and they're cheap.
We were stuffed. Yeah.
Yeah. So once again, promo code ALLTHINGSINTERNET60 at HelloFresh.com/ALLTHINGSINTERNET60. So that's like, it's delicious. Filling meals to your doors for less than $10 per serving. Free shipping. It's free shipping. That's another thing.
And fresh.
And it's fresh. Yeah. That's all. So thanks HelloFresh for letting us try
you
out.
Thank you so much. It was great.
My mom actually was texting me being like, I got my box. My box is here. My box is here. Oh my God, I tried it. Rachel, it's delicious. Rachel. I was like, I got, same mom. I'm good. Thank you. She was excited about this. Even so that she brought her menus. All right, moving on. So this chick, Summer Rae, started a trend on Twitter where you put sexy in front of your biggest fear. And then that is your outfit for Halloween. So mine would be sexy spider.
Sexy tsunami?
Yeah. There you go. I was going to ask you what yours was. It's a sexy tsunami. That's your biggest fear?
Oh, I live by the coast.
But we have the Channel Islands. We have little islands.
No, we can still have a big
little
surge.
It would be a little one. It wouldn't hit your house.
Look, there's a fault line in between us and the Channel Islands. It could happen.
Yeah, but you live way higher up than the ocean line.
No.
It's directly bird's eye view from you to the ocean. There's a huge cliff thing in the way.
Yes, but then there's the slough.
Oh, there is a slough.
It would just be the surge that would just keep coming and coming.
Okay, they have no idea what we're talking about. We're just fighting about how a tsunami would hit your house at the moment. So I looked at other people's, what they said on Twitter.
Oh, yay. Okay.
A sexy left turn on a busy intersection. A sexy President Pence. Getting political. Sexy home invasion while I'm in the shower.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, here's a tip. I have weapons hidden all over my house. You should too. Even if you're naked, you'll still get them. And then sexy getting stabbed in the neck with a needle filled with mystery drugs.
Oh my goodness. They've watched too much TV.
That stuff happens though in real life. Okay. At raves, people get stuck with needles that say welcome to AIDS.
Really?
Don't go to raves, children.
I would not.
Don't do it.
I don't quite know what they are. Is that music?
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay. Yeah, bouncing up and down. Okay.
Then everyone's like just wasted and has paint coloring all over them. That's my idea of a rave, everybody. I saw that salmon farmers are now scanning fish faces to fight killer lice. So
what?
They scan. They know what the face scan of a healthy salmon is,
mm-hmm.
and then they scan the faces of other fish as they find them, and they see if they're healthy or not that way before they fish them.
Okay.
So that if they're not healthy and they have killer lice on them, they don't infect the rest of the fish that they grab.
I didn't know fish got lice.
I didn't either. We're learning something new every day. Science.
Wow.
So science is amazing, but now fish are even being monitored by the government. Fish.
I watched the fish on the bear cam. They have an underwater and you can see the salmon running.
It's oh, really? Cool.
They come right up to the lens.
Do they?
Explore.org. Not sponsored.
No, we are sponsored by HelloFresh, which is a great place. Great company. You're fine. My mom's like, did I say something wrong? No, you're fine. So there's this 5-month-old baby that is set to be the youngest. I
sorry.
Said 5-month-old baby, and you just awed. You have no idea what I'm about to say about
no,
this baby.
I love babies.
You just heard 5-month-old baby, so you awed.
I awed.
All right, but this 5-month-old baby is set to be the youngest person to visit all 50 U.S. states.
Wow.
It's not even American. It's Australian,
what?
Canadian. But also, okay.
That's cool. They're touring the United States.
Yeah, the parents decided to go on this like epic road trip.
Great.
The baby is not going to remember any of this.
But the baby can say, I've been to all 50
states. That doesn't matter. There are a lot of times I've driven through states, but I don't say I've been to that state because I didn't experience, like, I've traveled a lot. Mm-hmm. And even if I spent the night in a state, I still don't, when people are like, have you been there? What's it like? I'm like, yeah, I've been there. I didn't
say
visit.
Been there. Just drove through.
That's not the same, man. What if you, okay.
What if you stop at a rest stop and you take in all the sights that are right there? You've been there.
Listen, if you are flying from, let's say, like California, New York, and for some reason you have to, you have a transfer
layover.
Transfer in Chicago.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Right? But that you stopped count. There.
Well, you didn't even breathe their air. You got to breathe their air. Then it counts.
But how is being in an airport not the show? You have to go outside?
Yeah.
So what
off
if
the
what,
airport
what
site.
If their tunnel
I'm making this
is
up
broken,
as I go.
Yeah, and you have to go down the stairs with the airplane, walk the tarmac, and go up. Then did you visit Chicago?
No.
See? That's the thing. Is I visited a lot of places, but when I traveled with Colleen, we would drive into a place, get to the hotel, next morning go to the theater,
that
then
counts.
Get back to the hotel,
but
and then
that
go.
Counts.
I didn't see anything but the hotel, the
you
theater.
Saw downtown. You saw the theater.
I didn't see downtown.
You saw the people.
When did I see downtown? I never said
the
I
theater.
Went downtown.
The theater.
Sometimes the theater's
you drove
not downtown.
There.
I'm drove. Just saying.
Okay, you don't count it. I do.
I think because I've traveled, mm-hmm. I've actually visited, I've touristed.
Right.
I don't think I've visited a place unless I've touristed the place.
Okay.
Like Amsterdam, Ireland, Scotland, London, random places. I have been a tourist. And
yes.
I have gone and experienced and visited those places.
While on tour.
While on tour. But like, there are so many places that I've been in the U.S. that I'm like, I think I've been there. That's the thing is that I go, I think I've been there. I don't feel like I've truly experienced
it. I get it.
So the fact that this baby's going to be able to say, I've visited all 50 states, I just, you don't know anything about it. Visiting means that you've, like, experienced the culture. I think that's mm-hmm. what it means to me.
Christopher and Jessica had their kids experience parts of Europe, and that was great.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're really experiencing
that.
It. Yes.
Duncan might not, but he's
no,
got a lot
Duncan
of videos.
Duncan learned to walk there. I think that's...
He did. That's exciting.
Do you remember when you learned to walk that age range? Exactly. But it's cool that he went with the family, mm-hmm. you know, because I got to experience him walking and everything.
Right.
But Parker Bailey and Jake will remember it.
Of course. They did some great things.
They did. They vlogged the whole thing. If you want to go check out Ballinger Family on YouTube. It was a fun little adventure they did. So did you ever hear about the Fry Festival?
Tell me about it and then I'll tell you if I know.
Okay. Last year, They did like this. There was supposed to be this huge music festival in the Bahamas.
Don't know it.
Okay. So this was about a year ago. There was this there was a recap that by Iron Spike that I liked. Some Instagram kids paid between $450 and $12,000 to be stranded in a tropical tent city because some models told them to. So I think they were rappers, told everyone, in a few months, we've decided to have a huge music concert in the Bahamas where you're going to have luxury tents and luxury food, and all these models are going to be walking around, and it's going to be just like luxury music concert. That's what it was. Because you know how people do, like, go to Palm Springs for music concerts? I don't remember what any of them called because I don't care. I don't go to them. But it was supposed to be that, but like high-end luxury. And so all of these models were paid to promote it. Mm-hmm. All these rappers were like set to go and paid to promote it and everything. And it ended up being the worst. People got stranded there because they didn't plan anything. They didn't plan anything. And so all the famous people were getting texts from their other famous friends being like, don't come. So like no one ended up coming. And then they were just like literal tents set up for people's luxury tents. And there was no food. The bathrooms were like 3 porta potties. It was like a mess. It got shut down within 12 hours. Like it was just a mess. And the dude who organized it, Billy McFarland, just got sentenced to 6 years in prison for fraud. This was one of the fraud cases. Mm-hmm. But once this happened, everyone started looking into him. And he has to pay $26 million for multiple fraud counts. Because this dude was just like a scammer beyond all scammers.
That's sad.
And he, for him?
No.
Oh.
For the people he scammed.
Yeah. So he was facing 15 years, but they put it down to 6. And it was just a mess.
Wow.
So, yeah. People just can't put on concerts and things that quickly.
No. Nope.
TanaCon. And Instagram news. So Instagram's all up about like stop bullying. And so they're like, you know, report it. They scan the comments. They do a bunch of stuff. Well, they just created a software that finds photos that are bullying people. So it's not just words. It's like they have a photo software. And if it catches it, they send it to be manually reviewed by a human.
Oh, there we go. I'm like, good grief. Do they automatically?
No.
Yeah.
But they're like trying out the software. Because I guess you can post a photo making fun of someone. And because your caption's not necessarily bullying, but the photo's bullying, I mean, it's clear, like, you post an ugly photo or, like, I don't know. So they're
stop bullying people.
I know.
Just bully. It's sad we have to have software for anti-bullying.
People are just bored and sad. Like,
be nice, people.
It's really not hard to be nice.
It's not. It's easier and it makes you feel better, too.
Also, even if you have mean thoughts, doesn't mean you have to put them on the internet.
No.
Trust me. I've had a lot of mean thoughts. They're not on the internet. Because I'm smarter than that and I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Right.
Facebook is removing hundreds of American accounts spamming political misinformation.
Good.
So I don't know how many Trump supporters are going to be left on the internet.
Rachel.
I just wanted to tell that joke.
You just wanted to do the cymbal sound.
What was your noise? Ching.
I was ching. That's the cymbal.
It's
okay. Ching.
No ching. Just psh. What?
You have your cymbal and I have mine.
What is? It's no okay. One has your cymbal.
I do. It's in my head.
I don't know what your cymbal is.
Stop bullying me, Rachel.
I'm sorry, Mom. Last note, Selena Gomez is receiving treatment after an emotional breakdown. Mm-hmm. So she's going through a 2-week process. And I just have to say, good for her for getting the treatment when she needed it.
Exactly.
Not self-medicating, not waiting till it was too late. She needed treatment. She
went and
got
it. It's never
too late. No. But like, she got it before she got worse, is what I'm saying. So good for her.
Yep.
It was Mental Health Awareness Day a couple of days ago. Get help if you need it.
Yeah.
Don't be scared to ask for it.
That's right.
And because we've seen what happens when people don't.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of her for going to get treatment. I don't even know her, but I'm proud of her. And I think that's a good thing. All right, Mom.
Yes.
Want to play a game?
Uh-oh. Sure. I don't know what's happening on today's podcast.
It's called Riddle Me This. And I'm just going to give you a bunch of riddles and you have to say what the answer is.
Okay.
What is yours but other people use more?
Your name.
Yes. I am, okay, this one, it's going to be annoying. I am first in earth, second in heaven, and I appear 2 times in a week.
The letter E?
Yeah, there was more to that, but I knew you'd get it after that one. All right, this is the last one.
Okay.
What's harder to catch the faster you run?
Your breath.
Yeah!
Yes!
I thought I was going to come out of this not knowing anything. Yay!
Same, okay. But you knew them. Same. I tried
Thanks.
To go.
Thanks for the faith.
Love you. I tried to get some that we probably have heard before.
That's no, I haven't heard any of those.
Really?
Nope.
You're just good at riddles?
Nope. I just got lucky today.
I picked out some easy ones.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that I couldn't find the answer to. It was like, what is something everyone knows but still surprises everyone? And I don't even know if there's an answer because I tried to Google the crap out of it and it didn't tell me anything. No one gave me an answer. So I don't even, if you know the answer, please tweet us, podcastATI. What is something everybody knows but still surprises everyone? A surprise?
Smelly toots.
Smelly toots.
You know what's coming, but it's still surprising.
It's a surprise. I don't know. Death? I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like that's like a, not really a riddle. It's just something that's like, well, yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
I hate,
I don't know.
All right. We only have a few questions for today.
Okay.
So let's get to it. Sister Bulinga.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the name. It's that time of year where everyone puts like a Halloween themed thing into their name. Last year for Christmas, everyone was going like Jingle Jess. And I got confused by it.
Okay. Well, that's cute. Yes. Okay.
But she asked, Sister Bulinga says, when you get older, do birthdays seem less and less exciting? Yes.
Yes.
For us.
For yourself.
Because you've done it.
Yes.
The more you do it, the more bored you get of it. Also, you don't, when you hit a certain age, you don't want to keep getting older.
Well, then you stop celebrating getting older and you just celebrate
the fact that you made it another year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I still get excited for other people's birthdays. Yeah. I'm way excited.
There's a meme that's going around. It's me celebrating my birthday versus me celebrating other people's birthday. And there's pictures of Drake being sad and then super, super happy dancing at a party. And it's true. Like, yeah, your birthday, you don't care that much. But other people's birthday, you're like, we gotta go all out. And then your birthday hits and you're like, nah.
You want to be remembered, but.
Yeah, you want people to say happy birthday. You want to be loved, but. I don't know. Yeah. I keep wanting to do something epic for my birthday. And then the one that comes around, I'm just like, that's just too much effort, man.
Although next year we're going to do a combined party, Dad and I, for our 60.
Well, yeah, that's a big 6-0, man.
6-0, man.
That's a big 6-0.
So we've been laying low for years.
You're saving up all the party juices.
60.
Yeah, but I feel like something you do more and more, it becomes mm-hmm. less exciting every time. So the older you get, the less exciting it gets.
Okay, but that's not true for Christmas.
No, it changes.
It changes.
As a kid, it's all about the presents.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get older and you kind of get.
Yep. And then it's
more about giving and then decorating is another huge thing. You go through ways of what you're more excited about.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm really excited to decorate because I didn't get to decorate last year.
Same.
You got to, you just didn't.
Well, yes.
So just say you didn't get to.
Yes.
All right. Renee asks, how are the chickens?
They are amazing.
You told a story last week that you forgot to tell on the podcast about one jumping over the fence.
I didn't tell?
You didn't tell on the podcast. You told me in person.
Yeah, it was like a little before 8 in the morning and one of our baby chickens decided it was just going to fly the coop. And next door are two large...
I don't know what they're called.
Mastiffs?
Mastiffs? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're huge.
They're huge.
They're beautiful.
Sweet dogs.
Yeah, but they're going to eat a chicken.
They wouldn't eat them.
They get them.
They play with them.
To death.
Yes. And that's happened once.
But not to this chicken. This chicken flew.
This chicken flew and my neighbor and his three little girls went out there and just caught him. Caught her for us and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So clipped then we the wings. Clipped the wings again. I was surprised how fast they grew. And
how often do you have to clip a chicken's wing?
Every time they molt. Like once.
A molt?
Molt. They lose What's their a molt? Feathers. They get new feathers. So you see all these feathers all over the ground and you go, oh no, a hawk got my chicken.
Are they like
no, just molted. You know, like spiders molt? Remember the tarantulas molted?
Ew! Remember that? I remember snakes shed their skin.
That's same kind of thing.
Ew, tarantulas.
Molt. Yeah, Christopher had a tarantula.
Do you think
and it would
I
molt?
Looked into that tarantula tank?
It was a cool tarantula.
How dare you?
And one day
how
I looked
dare
in.
Dare you say a
and
tarantula
I'm like,
is cool?
How do we have two tarantulas? Because it looks exactly like the tarantula.
It doesn't look like see-through or anything?
No, it looked like a stinking tarantula. And I thought,
that's
how
just,
did
like
we
it
get
clones
two?
Itself, but one's dead?
No, it sheds its skin.
Then how isn't it see-through?
It's not see-through.
This is gross.
It was pretty cool.
I hate this.
No, it was science. It was cool in nature.
Listen, science can scan fish faces all at once, but I don't want it to give a second tarantula.
It was awesome. So
the feathers come off. They melt.
Okay. Caitlin asks, what TV shows are you currently binging? Mom? Are you binging anything?
I'm not binging anything right now.
Are you watching anything at a consistent pace?
This Is Us.
Okay. I'm watching, I just finished binging The League, so I'm all caught up. It's a TV show about people who are, they play fantasy football together. And it happens the same time football happens.
That's been on a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on season 7, I think.
Okay. I think I've watched the first 2 seasons.
And I was binging it, and I didn't even realize that I ended in the middle of the current season. I was like, oh, it's still on? Well, now I'm sad. Because I was like, I'm at the end now, so I have to wait till next week. Okay. But also, since it's the fall, I've told you guys, I love the fall TV schedule lineup. Yes. Watching The Good Place, Bob's Burgers, The Goldbergs. I started watching, Black-ish again. I like Black-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. So just, you know.
Well, we've had the kids. So
you were
I don't watch TV when I have the kids.
You watch the kids when you have the kids.
Well, I watch the kids when I have the kids.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
I do.
Okay.
Well, I was repeating.
We're just reiterating at this point. Are we tired?
I don't know. Are we?
I think I'm thirsty. I think I'm dehydrated.
Here's some tea.
I have 3 bug bites on me right now. One's on my butt.
So annoying.
One, a spider bit my butt.
How did it get your butt? What was your butt doing exposed?
I don't know. It wasn't. It wasn't even exposed. So I was working on the fence at like dusk, which you're not supposed to do because that's when the mosquitoes come out. So I got bit on my ankle, and that one is a very different bite than the two I have on my leg and my butt.
Okay.
So in my bed, I think I got bit by a spider because then Matt also has 2 bites on his legs.
Ah.
And his look gross. I'm going to have you look at them later. They look like he's infected.
Oh,
and
no.
I won't let him touch me. But oh, by the way, he liked Hello Fresh too.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. I just forgot to say that because he's picky. And he wanted to keep fiddling with the recipe. And I was like, no.
No, we didn't do that either.
Yeah, he kept wanting to. And I was like, don't do it.
Let's add this to it. I know you don't like this spice. Let's not put
it. No, I was like, no. Do it how I want it.
I did every spice there was that they had in it. It didn't add or take away. Yeah, it was amazing.
Anyway.
Now I'm hungry.
Same. Renee also asked, help me get over my fear of airplanes.
Just keep flying.
Just keep flying. Listen, I never really had a fear, and then I flew a lot, and at the end, I didn't even really notice that I was on an airplane. But then on my way home from Australia, did I tell anyone this story? I don't think I said it on... I think I've told you guys, I hit a patch of turbulence, and we, like, went sideways, and since then...
Everyone screamed,
like, bloody screaming, just... It was the scariest moment on an airplane I've ever had, and I've flown a lot, and since then... I've been a little scared of airplanes, and I feel the more I fly, the more it'll go away. And that's just kind of what it is.
And always look at the, what are they called?
The flight attendants?
That's it. I'm used to calling them stewardesses.
I know. It's olden you have to day. Yeah.
And if they don't look scared, you're good.
Yeah, that's pretty much, that's exactly it. If they aren't buckled in praying, you're fine.
I had a fear of flying, but man, those trips that I got to go on overseas.
For Colleen
took
stuff?
Took care of all of that.
It'll get rid of it.
Yeah. It was just 3 or 4 of those long flights and you're done.
Yeah.
You
get used to turbulence. Mm-hmm. You know it's nothing.
Yeah.
Except if you end up sideways, then you get a little scared. But turbulence is normal. It's just the more you do it, the easier it gets. Mm-hmm. That's really all it is. If you ever want to ask us questions, tweet us at podcastATI on Twitter. Follow us. I'm going to start being more active on there. I realize I'm only active when I post the podcast and ask for questions. So I've decided to start posting the news stories I see and getting your guys' comments on it and probably asking you questions for the next podcast. So does that sound like fun, Mom?
That does sound like fun, especially if I get the password and I get to respond.
You know what? I have to figure out the password. Okay. I definitely forgot it.
Okay.
I forgot it so much that I only have it on my phone. I don't have, I'm not logged in on my computer. It's a pretty sad day for me. I have so many passwords.
I do not care for passwords. I forget them all.
Yeah, because everything says have a different password for each thing. So if you get hacked on one thing, you can't get hacked on another.
And then they say write it down somewhere. Well, what if someone sees the write it down list?
Yeah,
then everyone has my passwords.
It's a tough thing. It's really tough. It's the thing. All right, but that's it for today, unless you have anything to add. Colleen is having a lipstick launch party tonight.
This is exciting. It's my first time dressing up as Miranda.
Yeah, we're both dressing up as Miranda. I've done it a few times in the past. Gonna do it again. She thought it'd be funny if there was multiple Mirandas at the party, so pulling through for her. So yeah, we'll vlog it. Subscribe to my vlog channel. I'm posting Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. So except last Wednesday I didn't post, but that's because Colleen had the same footage as me, and it was her footage because it was her ultrasound. I didn't want to post before her, So you had to post after, but she didn't post till Thursday. So I posted on Friday. It's a whole thing. Go watch my vlogs. You'll listen to a thing. It's a thing. It's vlog etiquette. There's a thing called vlog etiquette. And you can't post other people's stuff before them. That's what it is.
Right.
That's all. All right. We love you guys so much. Sorry, this was a shorter podcast. It just was.
It was.
That's all there is to it.
That's it.
That's the whole kit and caboodle.
I was going to just say that.
I know, because that's your saying, and I've learned it from you.
The whole enchilada. There, I got a different one now.
Where did that come from? Did you just make that up?
No, I've heard it many times.
The whole enchilada?
That's the whole enchilada. The whole story, the whole
thing. Whole lasagna. The whole lasagna. Chalupa. What's the point of this?
The whole Big Mac.
It's the whole popsicle.
The whole Happy Meal.
Most sayings make no sense. That's going to be the next game. I'm going to say a bunch of sayings. And you have to tell me what in the world they're from or what they mean. All right. We love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.